that other vendors don't. I'll let you in on a secret.
This is Gary. How can I help you?
Good morning, guys. How are you? This is Gary.
Hey, Gary, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing okay. I sent you that stone last week. I forgot to give you the tracking number.
Oh, it's probably here then. Well, do you have the tracking handy?
Yes.
All right. I'll take it from you.
9500127745427425089 3. I send it on 17, which is Thursday.
Okay, then we'll probably have it today. By the time I enter it into our system, it'll probably be checked in, which is awesome. Can I send you another 1 carat?
Send me 1 carat, GSI1.
Done. I will have that done. What else has been good? Have you been staying busy?
Not really, Garrett. It's not good. Just paying the bills.
I was just talking to another client of mine. They were in Florida, actually in Tampa. So, you know, they're picking up the pieces from the last hurricane. And we were just joking about how it always seems when the bill comes due that somebody comes in and buys something. It's like it always comes by when you need it most, you know?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, me in Michigan, on Google, on the top, how many years? But I'm not taking advantage of that. What I'm trying to say is, coming year after election, I should take advantage of that to start advertising and push sales online. That's my weak part. I'm not pushing sales online. So I'm working on this. Hopefully by next year, I will do much, much better.
Yeah. And I think everybody's just waiting to get beyond
election,
yeah. You know, it's just like, and it drives me nuts how much it messes up. Like, it changes the way a lot of people do business or how they justify purchases, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what they do, like, they kind of wait for something, good news, and they start to invest money. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And when they start to invest money, things will start to move. Economy will get better. But a lot of people, they don't know, economy was going down 30 years ago. They thinking, after Joe Biden got worse, I don't think so. I know this is going, but 30 years ago, I used to listen public radio every day. This guy said, I'm not worried about me. I have house, I work, I make money, put money in the bank and everything.
Yeah.
But worry about my kids and grandkids. This is 30 years ago. And he was talking, I was listening. I said, wow, coming is going to be bad. So year after year, it starts to get worse. Now, a lot of people were making money, working and everything, but it really hurt us is this foreign competition. China took all the jobs.
Yeah.
Well, that's hurting us big time. And then, whatever they're manufacturing, they're already selling online. They come in here, they opening a small office, they putting the product in that office. As soon as somebody buys something here online, right away they're shipping. In a few days you will get it, instead of shipping from China. And if they ship it from China, it will take a week or something to get here.
Right.
So what happened, the local businesses, they're getting hurt, they got hurt. Lockdown, they went under. Look at the malls. A lot of stores, they closed down. They can't even pay their rent. We have mall here, huge mall. They demolished, they're going to build hotels. They did.
Yeah, our malls aren't looking great either. The mall scene in general is dying. You know, it's tough to. I mean, I've got people in San Antonio, a lot of money in San Antonio. North Star Mall's huge mall, but empty. You know,
yep.
Sad.
People change. They're
yeah.
shopping everything online.
They're shopping online, yeah.
Shopping cheap things, not the expensive.
Right. Right, and it's all from their phone, right?
Yeah.
But that's, and that also kind of creates a little bit of an issue for you guys, too, when you walk in and they got their phone in their hand and they have a GIA report on their phone and they go, well, I found this online. It's like, well, you know,
yeah,
I guarantee you it isn't what is purported to be.
Yeah, when they come like that, you know what I do? I check prices. If their price is cheaper and there is no profit for me, I tell them, buy it online, I'll do the stone shredding for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can compete with some Indian guy putting the stuff online, selling wholesale price to public. I'm here to make money. I'm not going to compete.
Right.
When I make the ring, I make the money on the ring and then the service, you know. And I make customers. That's what's important.
Right, right. You gain that customer. Now, I mean, the one thing that I would say, though, is I think you can compete. It's not about dropping your prices. It's about telling them that your product is better. Now, whether or not that resembles or that resonates, a lot of people are just price shoppers, and they go, well, GIA says it's a GSI-1 XXX done. But, Gary, you and I both know that if it's the cheapest one listed online, there's something wrong with it. It's milky, it's hazy. I was just upstairs showing diamonds to some of the newer reps, and I pulled out a couple milky diamonds and put them next to, you know, crisp, beautiful material that we're known for buying. And, yeah, the crisp material is more money, but it's that brown-green milky that they're buying overseas that they just don't know because, and again, doesn't really matter. Like, we've had a couple issues with, like, big diamonds, 3, 4, 5-carat diamonds where they found something egregiously cheaper online. And, yeah, they got it in, and it looks like a big diamond because they've never seen one before. You know, they're happy because they don't know any different. And who am I to say, well, your diamond is shit because you bought it stupid cheap online and because there's something wrong with it. If you're happy with the purchase, you're happy with the purchase. But I do like to make the effort of at least educating and say, hey, buyer beware. You can buy online. You can't return it. You buy a diamond from Gary, you get lifetime trade. You buy a diamond online, I'll mount the ring for you, but that's it. But like you said, get the customer. You know, get the customer and build them a beautiful ring and then sell them their presents and their engagement and their upgrades and all that stuff, you know? So, but like you said, you'll be taking advantage of that next year.
My price is cheap already. You know? Don't think when I get the stones from you, I double, triple.
Right. I know your market. It's a very, very competitive area.
Yeah, I make like 30% profit on it. Sometimes 5%, which is 6% is the tax and then income tax, you name it. But, you know, I'm here, I got to make money. Most of the time when they come in, 90-95% they buy it from me. But last year, this year, I don't know what happened, man. I cannot sell natural diamond. I'm selling carat, and I have
lab-grown.
Yeah. So I don't know what's coming this coming year.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. I mean, again, building good partnerships is all you can do, and rely on the vendor that's going to be here next year. And you know, a lot of these lab-grown guys will not be around next year. They just can't survive. So, you know, it'll be consolidated. It'll probably, you know, a lot more will be sold direct to public, which is, I think, criminal as well. But I'm excited to see more natural sales. And obviously I'm biased because guess what? I sell natural diamonds.
Natural diamond prices got down, okay, like about, I would say, 30%. And then that's like if you calculate, that's 50% retail, which is great, 40-50% retail.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. but their mentality, like now, well, diamond is diamond. Why I'm gonna pay $5,000 for diamond if I can buy the lab diamond?
Right.
Because the lab diamond does not have value.
Right.
And tell them up front. I say, listen, if I'm charging you $1,000, as soon as you get out of the store, the price is down. I will not buy it back from you. And if you try to sell it, they probably give you $200-$300 for it. So you have to know before you shop. I'm honest. I don't play games. You got to know that the stuff you're buying does not keep value. If you buy natural one, it's going to keep value.
Right. And actually, you know, natural right now is the lowest it's been in 15 years. So it's only going to go up, and as a matter of fact, price is already stiffening. I think we had like a 3 or 4% increase last week. So, and the bigger stuff, too, it always has retained its value. But like to your point, I mean, I think we – actually, it's funny. I think we had to raise natural prices last week, and we are dropping lab-grown prices yet again. And I have – it's a shame. Like, if you're doing 2 or 3 carats, I could sell 2 or 3 carat lab growns with you. But I've been seeing prices online like $400, $100 a carat for some of this stuff. You know, it's stupid cheap. And
I've seen them in magazines. I've seen them.
It's wild, isn't it? Like, it's.
Well, you know,
I can't sell $500,000 of lab grown a month. I can't sell enough of it. And people are like, yay, it's cheaper, we'll be more competitive. I'm like, we don't want to be cheaper. Like, we don't want it to be cheaper. We have to sell more of it to make the same amount. We're commission sales reps. You know what I mean?
When they say we want lab credit, I tell them the prices will go down. You don't, it's not investment. And then in the future, you're going to pass this to your kids. You're going to pass them $50, $100 lab-created diamond.
Right.
They think twice. But
right.
They mind is set up on lab. They crazy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I sell what they want.
I've already printed ours off. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be weird to see. It'll be weird to see what the trend is. You know, everyone wants that lab right now, and they want, and it's interesting that you're selling the 1 carat because, you know, you think that with the budget, people would want to buy big, and that's what I'm hearing, like 4 carat, DVV1, you know, that kind of thing. But it's just interesting that they're coming in, because what is that, at the $200 center stone? So it's kind of like CZ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's the way it'll go, and we can rely on the vanity of humans to bring back the perceived value of natural, where I say, I love my wife X amount of dollars, and that X amount of dollars is not lab-grown.
Well, I've been following magazines and science and everything.
Yeah.
They're coming up with new diamonds. It's called super diamonds.
Super diamond.
Yeah. So in the future, you're going to sell super diamond.
Goodness. Yeah. All right. As long as it's more money than natural, that's all I care about.
Super diamond is so hard. It's like, I forgot, 20 times, 8 times harder than the natural diamond or the lab created. It's a lot harder.
Huh.
It's a lot harder to cut, but they cut diamond with diamond, diamond powders. So they're working on that, which means in the future, diamond business is going to be like selling grocery.
Yeah, commoditized, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, milk costs what milk costs, and that's kind of where we're at with naturals, but it's a $40 billion industry, and that's what I keep every day I wake up and I go, it's a $40 billion industry. There's my piece of it's out there, but it has been harder and harder to get.
Me and you, we know when people have money, they invest their money on something that keeps value.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know what, Gary, I miss talking to you. Hey, I really appreciate calling me with that tracking number, and I'll get you a 1 carat. Maybe we'll sell that 1 carat this week.
Oh, man, I wish.
All right. Listen, hey, give Anna my best, and I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Just let me know if you need anything. I'm always here for you, okay?
Okay, buddy. Take care. All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.